Jour 2. Document numéro 2. Coffee Republic. For a nation of tea lovers, the British drink a lot of coffee. Is it the growing influence of continental Europe, or just a simple change in tastes? Coffee has actually replaced the traditional cup of tea as the nation's favourite drink. A new sector of coffee bars has emerged. Bobby Hashimi tells us about his. Bobby, how did you come up with the concept of a coffee bar chain?
The idea came from the US, where my sister was travelling as a tourist. She discovered that there were coffee shops everywhere, a Starbucks on every corner. There were not any in this country, and we did some research and discovered people drink more coffee than tea in the UK. We had found a niche.
So, the secret of your successful enterprise was to find a gap in the market.
What was available in the UK wasn't very good. To have a good coffee, you had to go to a restaurant, sit down and wait for a waiter to serve you. Or you could go to a sandwich bar where the coffee was generally poor quality. We found a gap for a 10-minute gourmet coffee experience at an affordable price.
Were you concerned about large multinational competitors such as US chain Starbucks or Costa Coffee?
The market is big enough for all, and we choose locations where there is already a Starbucks, for example. It attracts a larger clientele.
Are you now going to sit back for a while?
Well, not exactly. The company's mission is to open 200 stores and become the main competitor to Starbucks, not just in the UK, but also internationally. And we believe we're well positioned to achieve this.